Good day, nerds, and welcome to episode 188 of the Nerd Cantina Show. I'm your host, Ken, joined by my co-host, Steve, and we're going to recap this week's nerd news. We're going to begin over in entertainment with a spinoff to The Boys, some MCU news, and then a little bit of video game news. Then we'll jump over into tech, where we'll discuss some NFTs, social media tracking, and then some space news. A lot to get to. Let's get started.
Calling back all nerds.
All right, episode 188, and man, not a lot going on in my personal nerd world. Although I did go see Ghostbusters, I can confirm your review of Ghostbusters that you gave. I thought it was great.
Entertaining.
Yeah, it was really great. It's perfectly in the same vein as the original Ghostbuster movies.
Yep.
So if you like them, there's no way you don't like this one.
Yep, like 100%. I understand the hate for the previous all female one. It was a cheap knockoff, you know, of the original. This one wasn't a knockoff, man. This one had the heart, had the writing, had the story to go with it. It was everything you needed. It wasn't a perfect movie, but it was good enough to man, carry the torch.
Yeah. And you can tell they were trying to make something out of those little mini Stay Puft marshmallow things. Yeah, like they were trying to make, like, they were trying to have
toys,
their,
right?
Have their own little, yeah, toys. Grogu, their own little marketing thing. I think that failed miserably for them. I haven't seen those things become some kind of viral success or anything.
Yeah, no one cares.
Nobody cares about those. But
my amazement was like that kid had to be a professional RC car driver. Cause day one, he drops that thing in a road. He's like expert level.
That's true.
Like, you know, you wreck that thing in the first 30 seconds of you getting that controller in your hand. And this dude was bending corners
on an RC car that's doing 70.
Doing 70. Oh, but like I just chalk that up, like throw it aside, just give me what I want, and it was quite enjoyable.
Yeah. So, but let's jump into this week's news, and we can talk first about one of our beloved nerd shows that, you know, looking forward to season 3, and that's The Boys. And apparently they've got a new animated series getting bought up by Amazon Prime called Diabolical. And that's been greenlit.
I have to imagine this is Invincible's fault, right? Like, after the success of the first season of Invincible, they're like, man, we need more adult cartoons like this. Where can we get the material from? And they already own the property. So, yeah, here you go. Here's another cartoon in the Boys universe. And I really think they're going to really try to crack that mold with the Invincible.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're going to do just terrible things in the cartoon. Like, things that they really even didn't want to pull off or couldn't pull off in the show that's in the comics, they're probably going to go pretty wild.
Yeah, there's some gerbils in the comics that I don't think ever are going to make it on television.
Maybe it does. Maybe animated series
shocked.
Here.
I would be shocked.
But, you know, Carl Urban's coming to portray and voice his character on here. You're getting a lot of the characters coming in and doing the voices themselves. You're also getting some other big names that are coming in and lending some voice talent and some writing talent into it, like Awkwafina and Andy Samberg and stuff like that. So they're really building this out even bigger than the show, getting some new people involved in this animated series. And I'm going to watch it. So
I don't know.
Thank you.
To the most, like, I think, in my opinion, overrated people I've ever seen and get fame. Like,
I really
don't think Andy Samberg's that funny. And the fact that he's banged so many hot chicks now and he's barely funny. And then, like, Awkwafina, like, I'm not impressed.
I'm not a big fan of Awkwafina. I could have seen less of her in Shang-Chi.
She's got one shtick, and it's in every movie. You know what I mean? Like, I've liked a bunch of movies she's in, but she's like the thing I tolerate in those movies.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, so I'm gonna go ahead and keep Andy Samberg as a positive. But nope. Either way, show's gonna come out. They've apparently already done like 8 episodes of it, so they're ready to go. Expect it sometime in 2022.
Yeah.
But other news in the streaming world of nerd content, we've got Kevin Feige confirming the Daredevil casting that I think everybody either was expecting or ready to lose their shit about if it didn't go this way. And we've got confirmation of who Daredevil is going to be.
I mean, would the shitstorm of trying to recast it be really worth the trouble? Like, even if he had somebody else in mind, like, you know, I really would like to see this, like, the shitstorm it would cause, is that really even worth trying another person when it's such a good series? I was I was actually debating on starting it over last night. I was flipping through Netflix and I was like, do I start with episode one? Like, this might just push me over the edge this week.
Yeah, so Charlie Cox is coming back and portraying his character, his version of Matt Murdock. It seems to be the right call. Even though, you know, they didn't confirm and aren't coming out saying that, you know, it's going to be, you know, the Daredevil original series is not in the MCU. So I think they are going to kind of reboot the characters to some degree, but he's going to be the next one going forward.
I mean, you got the multiverse going on. We got the Spider-Man movie coming out next week. Like you need a way to bring this dude in. Like, just fucking write it in, man.
I hate that so much, and I hope they don't just start doing that.
So like, for you, I can see why you hate it, but for a guy that reads comics, they do this in comics like every 2-3 years. They just find some loophole. Like, they have this big event where, you know, X character dies, and it's a character that's supposed to never die. Like, it's a fan favorite character, and they kill it, and they don't fucking use it for like a year or two. And then they bring that character back through some fucking loophole like this. Like, DC is notorious for just doing really shitty stories and then just hitting the complete reset button on it. Marvel's a little better at it. But it's something that's happened in comics for a long time. So if this is what you got to do, use the multiverse to bring in Fantastic Four, to bring in X-Men, to bring in Daredevils, Punishers, and just have everything finally in its own place in the home it's supposed to have, so we can move forward, then fucking use that trump card now. That trump card now, because 7 years from now, I don't want another fucking bullshit excuse as to why all this shit is coming together and have some shitty, cheap writing.
I mean, maybe, I'm okay if you're going to bring in, like, the X-Men through the multiverse, because it's really hard to explain how, like, mutants have been around for a really long time. You got, like, Magneto in World War II just killing people. And then in the end, it's like, oh, S.H.I.E.L.D. wasn't tracking them. Nobody was tracking them. They didn't exist until now. It's going to be hard to bring them in without, like, some kind of multiverse explanation on where they came from after all these years. But, like, Fantastic Four, like, you could just build that origin story now. You could build in Daredevil as starting now.
But they've already done two renditions of Fantastic Four, and I would really like if Marvel...
No, Sony did two renditions.
Just like when Marvel got back the Hulk, like, why do an hour intro of the Hulk? Everybody knows how the Hulk became the Hulk. Do a flashback montage in the first 30 seconds of the opening credits, and then carry on like it's like you everybody knows who the Hulk is. I hope they do the Fantastic Four. Wormhole opens, they all step out of the wormhole, and it's like, hey, we're here. We're the Fantastic Four. This is our shit. Everybody knows how we got here. Everybody knows the backstory. We don't need to explain who Sue Storm is and everything like that. Just have them walk out of some purple fucking ring and have them join in on the story.
It's a way of doing it. I don't know if they're going to go that way, and I don't know if I'd enjoy it so much. But either way,
we really need to see four assholes get shot into space again. Like, we really need that.
I don't know. I mean, like, how many times can we
watch Uncle Ben die? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
all,
like,
the times.
That's why I'm glad, you know, like, they didn't do a big drawn out thing what was it? What was the first one called? Far From Home, No Way Home, Homecoming.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm glad they didn't drag that out. You know, like, I never need to see Batman's parents get killed again. I never need to see Uncle Ben get killed again. I don't need to see another 1950s Captain America. Like, we all know it. Like, Superman landed at a farm. I fucking get it, man. Just let's get to the meat and potatoes.
All right. I mean, you're not wrong. That's definitely a way to kind of pick up the pace of a and kind of skip through the painstaking hour of origin story.
Man, what phase,
and just
what phase are we even in fucking Marvel now? Phase 13, man, you got to hit the fucking ground running. Let's go. Let's go.
All right. Well, Kevin Feige, I'm sure you're listening.
Yeah. I'm sure we just solved all those problems.
You can contact us over at thenerdcantina.com /community if you want to hear more. But let's go ahead and keep this train moving on some other entertainment side of the house. We'll shift over into some video game talk. And we've got PlayStation reportedly coming out this week. We got Game Rant coming out and saying that PlayStation is looking at having a Game Pass competitor.
I mean, how could they not?
I'm always surprised that they haven't done this yet. Like, where is your subscription of all of your old legacy games and things that are easy to stream now?
You know, like the PS Now, and like they have a bootleg version of that program, but it's not like Game Pass. It's not damn near everything that we've ever done. Here you go on a silver fucking platter. You know, and with new games coming out, like they talk about PlayStations, including PlayStation 1 games, PlayStation 2, PSP. But, like, man, Xbox be coming with Halo Infinite. Like, the day it comes out, like, don't buy this game. Here you go. It's free right here on this monthly subscription. Like, holy shit. You know, like, even their rendition of trying to compete with Game Pass still isn't really Game Pass.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll see. I didn't see a specific, you know, kind of rumored date or even confirmations from, you know, from Sony that this is definitely happening. So, you know, if you're not announcing it here in the Christmas season, then I guess I wouldn't count on it anytime soon. But speaking of PlayStation, so last week we talked a little bit about PlayStation and Switch, but PlayStation being a big component of our article discussing how they were trying to distance themselves from Activision Blizzard and saying that they needed to get a little bit of space, and they don't condone kind of the behaviors of the company. Well, this week we've got a headline coming from a PlayStation exec that has, I guess, now been fired after allegedly trying to have an inappropriate meeting with a 15-year-old.
Yeah, stones and glass houses.
Yes,
huh?
Yeah, like, something about glass houses. I don't know.
Like, you know, like, after that article circulated, there, you know, whoever does their media or whatever you call it, the PR, the minute they heard this, they're just, you know, like the loudest forehead slap like, ever. Like, are you kidding me? Like, we were just getting good press for being virtuous. Yeah, like, look inward before you guys criticize outward, okay?
Yeah, had to go and ruin it. But yeah, we won't get into the details of the story itself or whatever. But just wanted to highlight, if we were going to throw Activision under the bus the last couple of weeks, had no choice but to point this one out.
Shade all around. We throw equal shade.
Well, unless it's Xbox, and then you keep it to yourself.
No, I've had my gripes. I've had my gripes with Xbox. None of them are flawless.
All right, well, let's jump into some other tech topics, and this is, I guess, our NFT segment for the week. I'm actually upset that I don't have detailed.
I got to come up with a theme song for you. NFT theme song for you. I really do.
NFT notes for this week. Maybe that's just because the whole market's on fire from this weekend. And
yeah, if you got a crypto wallet, blood in the streets. I hope you're still with us.
That's right.
Stay away from those ledges. Lock the guns away. Like, it's been a rough one.
Yep. Just, you know, not financial advice. You just buy the dip, and then buy the dip of the dip, and then the dip of that dip. And you never know where the bottom is of these things. So just be smart. Be prudent on how you choose to venture out in the crypto world. But
if you were listening to this and you're thinking, what is crypto and how do I get into it? Man, you picked a good time to ask that question.
But let's drive the story over to AMC. So we've got AMC last week had their Spider-Man giveaway for the first 86,000 people that pre-purchased tickets for the Spider-Man movie.
You were highly doubtful.
And I didn't think we made it. I didn't buy it even on that first day. I was like 12 hours after they released tickets is when I bought mine. You around that same time. Didn't think we got it. but we both got the emails from AMC saying that we've been awarded the Spider-Man NFT. I'm excited for this.
It was a very narrow criteria. I told you, we were in there. And yes, I'm very excited to get this one-off first ever Marvel movie giveaway NFT. Give me a rare one. Pay for my bathroom.
And it's not even a one-off. They said that they have 100 different variations, and some of them being...
Some of them super rare.
Very rare. Some, yeah. And so, like, so yeah, no, for sure. I think you have to maintain your AMC subscription through the movie. You have to actually go to the movie. You can't request a refund.
Your ticket's got to get scanned.
And then you have to scan your ticket. You actually have to go to the movie. If you do all those things, December 22nd, I'm going to get... promo code or whatever else to go claim my NFT.
I really wish I wish that Kristen wanted to come with. Like, I wish I had more friends that were coming to this movie now that didn't give a shit about NFTs.
But it would have had to been more friends that pre-purchased the ticket that are AMC Stubs members and AMC stockholders. Like, you're right. That's why we kind of snuck in there, because there were a lot of criteria. And apparently less people than I gave credit for. But either way, AMC is now rolling out additional NFTs as they're taking the cues from the success of how many tickets they sold early in the pre-market because of this promotion. And they're looking at offering NFTs to any investors who own stock following the success of this giveaway. So they're going to have... It's essentially a gold medallion that just says, I own AMC stock.
This is a genius way to pump your stock. Because mad people are just going to buy AMC stock now just to qualify to get an NFT.
Yeah, I think that this is an absolutely great way of doing this. And it actually makes me question other crypto places like Coinbase when they had their IPO and all that stuff. Like 100% they should have just said, given a NFT to people who bought their initial stock, who wanted to claim some free NFT or whatever else. Might as well enjoy the blockchain that you're part of here.
It's rare that I will defend CEO bonuses and salaries, but the AMC CEO and the GameStop CEO really need like they deserve whatever purse they're handed at the end of the year, because they've really been hitting it out of the park with how they've handled this whole stonk business.
Yeah.
And like AMC is just like, man, crypto community, retail investors, I am here for you. Here's free popcorn. Here's free NFTs. Yeah. Fucking diamond hands, motherfuckers. This dude is fucking all in on it, man. I commend him for it.
No, yeah, they've done good things with the influx of money and the attention they got during
And they know who they got the attention from, right? Just by doing this NFT stuff. They know where their bread's buttered.
Those dirty degens on Reddit. That's where it is. Pander to us. So I'm an AMC stockholder. I'm verified in their app as an investor. I will go ahead and claim my NFT the day that they make it available to me.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's move into a little more serious tech. And we've got a new rule coming from out of Washington that's going to potentially give permission or allow debt collectors to track you down via social media. Now, I guess I'm surprised that this isn't already happening. Maybe it probably is happening, but maybe this is now legally allowed.
There was a gray area, and now they're just like defining it, because they were doing this already.
Because collection agencies, they have no shame.
They scan your Facebook on job applications and shit. You mean to tell me people that need money ain't scraping your data? Like, yeah, no, they're all over it. They've been all over it. Somebody brought a lawsuit up saying it was a breach of privacy, and now the courts have to rule on it, and they just ruled. They said, no, fuck you. Anything you post on social media is public information. And if they use that to find your ass and repo your car or do whatever the fuck they need to do, that's how it's going to be, man. Sorry about your luck.
Yeah. So I think, like I said, I guess I'm not surprised that the government would allow this. I don't even think I'm mad at it. In the end, I don't know. Debt collectors have a terrible job to do. But it is literally their job to go and get clients money that they thought they're never going to get.
Your head goes to the story of the single mom working two jobs. It's just trying to make ends meet. And, there's some old cable bill under collections, and they're tracking her down through her you know, MLM fucking thing that she's doing for a third fucking job. Like in like, oh, why you gotta pick on that single mom? Like, no, most of this is gonna be some dude flossing wads of cash on TikTok with a, you know, a Louis V belt on that he ran up on a credit card debt, and he's flossing all over TikTok, and they're just like, yeah, buddy, nope, we come to get it. We come to get your ass. And they're going to get them. So, granted, yeah, the single mom might get hit once in a while, but I guarantee you 80% of the people they're going after is some college kid with his first credit card trying to be balling. I guarantee it.
Yeah. Now, if I find out that, like, the debt collector agencies are just, like, commenting on your family photos and stuff, like, all right, now, you know, they're just leaving you random comments on the picture of you and your kids at Christmas, just be like, hey, those are some nice Christmas presents. You owe us $12,212. Like,
they just leave Debo gifts on everybody's fucking Facebook pages. I would love that. I'm here for it. I'm all here for it.
So think of that route. All right, I think we can scale this back, but I guess I'm not up in arms about this. I originally saw the headline and I was like, oh, this is bullshit. I guess I'm got, yeah.
Just Debo gifts and like gifts of big worm pulling up on everybody. Oh my god, that would be the best. That would be the best. They live stream repoing your furniture and shit. Like, they're just all in on the like the TikTok game.
All right. Well, let's move into the next tech here topic. And we've got apparently some ultra compact camera the size of a grain of salt taking some pretty crazy photos. This is the article you posted here. I haven't really even had a chance to fully look into this.
Didn't we just talk about, didn't I go on like a megapixel rant like it's a couple weeks ago?
Yes, you did.
Like, and now there's a story of a camera that is like just on the tip of your finger that takes stunning photos. Like, man, I was just looking through some old family photos, some grainy ass Kodaks from God knows how long ago. Like, where are we going with the cameras, guys? Like, what's the goal here? What is the goal here? Like, do we just need cameras the size of atoms that take, you know, stunning photos for what? Like, what is the functional base of this other than like spy tech? Like, you know, I mean,
you but going James Bond on us?
At this point, I don't know where we go from here. I really don't.
In the article or whatever else, it does talk about like the future uses of it. Is the individual like grain of salt type camera isn't that powerful or doesn't serve much of a purpose, but what it can do is you can build them together and link them together to make a surface. And what it hypothesizes is technically like this technology can actually have a really good camera to it. And instead of you having like our current cell phones having three different different camera lenses that do different things, what if the entire back of your cell phone was nothing but an incredibly good camera that's all these little grains of salt that makes one surface that entire surface collects the data to capture images. So you could turn surfaces into cameras. So it could be the back of it. It could be your entire cell phone is now all of a sudden a thing, or you could creepily, I don't know, make like some other surface. Like
but you best not be wearing skirts at that comic book store, that local comic book guys, like people are gonna be tiling them floors with these things.
That's really what they're saying is the future use of this is to turn various surfaces to be able to make different type of camera shapes and lenses. You know, instead of having a webcam outside of your computer screen, like your computer screen turns into a webcam. So has some future use. We'll see if the technology ever gets to that point. All right. And then moving on to another new story here. And I don't know if this is great tech or whatever else, but it's just a great thing.
It's fucking great tech.
And that's the Tesla announcing that they built a cyber quad four-wheeler for kids, mind you.
Fuck you for kids.
That apparently is going to be shipping in like 2 to 4 weeks. It's sold out within minutes. Like, I knew people who went to the site to try to go buy them. They were like $1,900 to buy. I probably, like, had I seen it when it first came out, by the time I saw it in our little group they were already commenting that they were sold out, I probably would have bought one for $1,900, even if I was just to flip it for, because you know, somebody.
Oh, yeah. Someone's buying it for $4,000 or $5,000.
In Southern California, somebody's buying it for $4,000 from me I would have been able to get it for $1,900.
You double up on that real fast. You double up on that real fast.
But yeah, they all sold out, but there's these little ripping.
Tell me they're not fucking gangster. Tell me that thing's not fucking gangster.
They are phenomenal looking. And like any kid who is rocking that for Christmas this year, that kid wins. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that kid wins Christmas. That's it. Oh,
for sure. Like, if you were a parent that got your kid this for Christmas, like, you don't put Santa on this one. You take full credit. Like, you 100% take full credit for this. And that is the coolest kid. Not just on the block, because I'm assuming there ain't going to be another kid with one of these for miles. Like, so that kid might be the coolest kid in the city, possibly the state. Like, and so when I was in my early 20s, we had 50cc dirt bikes at our house, which are essentially the same size of these quads, but two wheels.
Yeah.
And bro, we used to ride those motherfuckers around the neighborhood like we were Shriners all goddamn day. Up and down the street, wheelies. Like, and we were so big on them that when you rode the wheelie, you had to let your back feet kind of drag. So, like, every one of our friends' shoes had, like, no toes on them. Like, you would just, like, we'd all be walking around the house with the steel toe part of our boots shiny to the motherfucker from dragging our fucking toes while we were riding wheelies on these 50cc dirt bikes throughout the neighborhood. And honestly, when I saw this, like, yeah, I doubt my children would ride it for a long time. My best friend lives like 11 houses down. That was my little Uber to fucking Crummel's house, bro.
Well, it says that it has a recommended weight of 120-pound rider and a maximum weight carrying capacity of 150 pounds.
Cut top speed
you're not
in half.
Making it.
Cut top speed in half. Like the suspension will hold. I know mechanics. We could double up whatever we need to double up. It's accelerations in half, battery power, two-thirds.
Well, and right now, it says that it's got a 10-mile-per-hour max speed. And there's no way in my mind that I'm thinking that Elon actually built an engine or a motor that can only go 10 miles per hour. So they've got it capped to 10 miles per hour.
Yeah, as soon as
someone
they ship
on
this
YouTube
thing out,
is going to unlock this thing at 50 miles per hour.
The article says that it begins shipping in 2 to 4 weeks. In 2.1 or 4.1 weeks, you will have YouTube videos on how to crack that governor, and that thing's doing 60, 70. Like, because once they maximize that battery, bro, it's gone. That thing's gone. Like, so there's YouTube videos on how to speed up these power wheels. I'm trying to take apart my daughter's Elsa fucking Benz this spring and soup that thing the fuck up.
Yeah, so either way, I wish I got one of these. I missed out, but CyberQuad, that's the hard-hitting tech news you get from us over here at the Nerd Cantina. Let's jump into a little bit of space news to wrap up the show here. And first one here is this wild idea of a company that is just quite literally just throwing satellites into space. And this is brilliant.
I really want this thing to work.
So do I.
I really do.
So apparently in New Mexico, there's this gigantic cylinder that inside it, they just start spinning these satellites. And like even the article describes it as like, think of like the Olympic hammer throw. So now I'm just thinking of some big old woman just spins.
Why is her woman?
I don't know why, but I always reckon that is how I image my summer Olympics.
It's so inclusive of you. I applaud your brain. Because I just picture, instantly I went to some giant big black dude throwing a big ass fucking ball somewhere.
No, you went with the Russian Swedish eruption. And
oh god,
just spinning in a circle to pick up speed and then just chucking it at the right angle. So yeah, essentially like it's a gigantic circle which has an incredibly high powered motor that just rips these satellites in a circle, and then has a silo coming out of one end that it just is going to launch it perfectly out that silo once it gets to speed. And apparently theoretically it's going to take these lightweight satellites and it's going to throw them hard enough to get them out into orbit, which is wild.
I saw this article, and for the first 5 minutes, all I can think about is what kind of sound it makes when it comes out of the tube. It was literally my only concern when I saw the picture of the fucking thing and I saw how it plans on working. Got it. Didn't need any more information. Spins around there, shoot it high, boom, I got it. The next 5 minutes my brain spent on this fucking article was just thinking about the possible sound it makes when it comes out. Is it a high screeching whistle like a bottle rocket? Is it a deep thump?
Like a potato gun?
Like, what are we talking about here? No one's asking the hard-hitting questions I need answers to.
Yeah, all I know is this, it's such a stupid idea that it just might work, right? Like, this is,
It has to work. Like, because if you just put, 15 NASA eggheads in there, they can figure out that math. It's easy math. Gravity, all these numbers are quantifiable for them. Force needed, weight, aerodynamics, all this shit, it's been done. There's a computer that'll figure all this out in a heartbeat. Mathematically, theoretically, it's good. The engineers working on this thing now, that's a different story. Putting it into effect, we'll see. I'm not going to be within 2 miles of the initial launch of this thing, but they shoot a good dozen of them in the air with no problems. I'm down. Yeah. I'll go watch.
It says that it's that chamber before it launches is spinning it until it reaches a point of a speed many thousands of miles per hour before launching it.
That's what I'm saying. You know how many times it breaks the sound barrier in that motherfucker? The noises is gonna be great. And now it's got me thinking, what if this is how we figure out time travel?
I'm pretty sure this is how Flash makes wormholes.
What if we figure out the only way to travel through time is to get put in a capsule, some anti-gravity capsules, so you don't your brain doesn't smash to the back of your head, and we just spin you until we shoot you boom. right into fucking 1982.
Well, you're gonna have to just keep listening to this show until
I think we just wrote Bill and Ted 4. I think we just wrote Bill and Ted 4.
The phone booth is broken. How do we get them?
Oh God, I love this story.
Yeah, well, 2024. That's when they're expecting to be able to potentially be able to start launching dozens of launches per day if this works.
Still, all I can think about is what it sounds like. You don't understand right now, but it's making my brain hurt. I just hear thump.
I was just saying, this should be.
I need the guy from Police Academy to fucking workshop this shit with.
All right. Well, this will be this week's. Nerd Cantina, check if you've been listening. Go into the nerdcantina.com/community and type out your suspected sound that this thing makes coming out of the tube.
I'll take a recorded audio.
I'll take a recorded audio. Sure.
Big shout out to Doug for the no prize from last week.
Yeah, no prize.
Big shout out to Doug. Someone was listening.
All right. Last story here. We've got the Chinese rover, which apparently spotted a weird cube on the moon, and they are now moving and closing in on this weird cube to go investigate it with the Chinese-owned moon rover that they have out there. And this is, it's kind of weird. It definitely, I don't know if you saw the images of it, it definitely looks like a geometric shape out on the horizon of the moon.
You know what, though? I'm going to be really mad if this is just some bullshit Coca-Cola promotion for the Super Bowl. I'm going to be really mad if there's breaking news and the rover pulls up and it's Christmas polar bears inside a box on the moon. God damn it. Because I wouldn't put past some marketing team to do this. I really wouldn't.
Yeah. I it does seem odd as far as like the silhouette that they show. It's going to turn out to be nothing, right? Like it's just going to turn out to be something completely unimpressive. This like couple day lead up to them driving the rover out there is going to be the best part of this, more than likely. Or it's aliens.
Yeah, but as a person of science and a fan of space, you got to kind of love the fact that we got just like a thing driving around the moon, and all of a sudden somebody went, huh, what's that over there? You don't get too many of those moments anymore. Like, let's go. Like, we had this whole mapping of, you know, like we had this whole plan drawn out for the rover. We're going to take this path to here and this path to here. By this day, we're going to hit here. And at one point they were just like, what the fuck is that? Like, turn the rover, go that way. What the fuck was that? Like, I fucking love that. This is how mad space horror movies start.
Yeah, at this point, I think they identified it 2 days ago at the time that we were recording this, and they said it would take them 2 to 3 days to get out closer to investigate. So any day now, we might uncover the mysteries of the cube, or
I'm gonna be really mad at Red Bull or something.
I was just gonna say, or this is China going and investigating it, and they're never going to tell any of us what this is.
Nope. It was probably their shit to begin with.
We are never going to find out what this was.
Nope. Yeah, this story is going to go way of Wuhan real fast. I love it, though. I love it.
Yeah.
I hope. Go find us out. Like,
I hope they share the science here. Tell us what's going on. But either way, that's it for space news. That's it for a weekend news. So I guess as always, you know, thanks for listening. Join us over at thenerdcantina.com/community. Give us your best guess of the sound of the flinging satellite. The
satellite launcher.
And
come back next week. I have a C2E2 this weekend. So we'll have some coverage from C2E2. I know Megan's meeting up with some of the authors that we've interviewed personally, and she's got some new ones. It's first con post-COVID, so we're going to see how this goes. I'm just going to wing it. I really don't have much publicity stuff planned. Every other year, we kind of do a big thing, and I have it all planned out. And this one, I'm just going to go and feel around. we're going to see what happens. I do know Hayden Christensen is there, and I have Anakin Skywalker tattooed on my hand.
You have his face on your hand.
I'm really going to try to live that awkward moment. I'm really going to try. Like, I don't stand in too many two-hour lines. I might do this one. I might do this one.
You've got to bring a black cloak with you, and then what you have to do is try to get him to take a picture with the black cloak on his head, like it is on your tattoo, with your hand just rested against his cheek, just awkwardly touching his face.
Like that. Well, one, considering like the COVID restrictions that are going on for this con just to exist, I highly doubt any of that will be available. I mean, I paid a lot of money for a personal picture with Neil deGrasse Tyson, and I basically got a bunk ass selfie with dude, group selfie. So I don't think this is going to pan out the way I want it to, but I do want at least the personal memory of saying, look at this. Look at this.
Look at your face.
And knowing for 100% that he saw it. It's right there. I wipe your ass with my face all the time, bro.
If you don't actually tell him that, I'm gonna be disappointed. I'm wondering how many people just turned us off, because normally at the end of the show, it's kind of like, oh, they're just going to ask us to like, subscribe, do the normal show over. I wonder how many people turned us off already and missed out on this gold here.
Oh, I need that moment in my life, man. And it is worth the the amount I've rode roller coasters and had to stand in line for way less, right? 18 seconds of a cheap thrill that I've done 15 times already before. I can at least get in line to say what's up to this dude, get a fucking autograph, and be like, oh yeah, one more thing. Boom. Boom. You know who that is, buddy?
Well,
post Padawan carnage, Hayden.
All right. Well, that's it. That's the show. Let's call it there. Thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you next week, nerds.
See ya.